Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Today, our topic, another one of my favorites. Today, we're talking about passion. What are you passionate about? And how to turn your passion on, or how to find your passion. That's what the topic is today. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and I welcome you to the Lalisa Show. We are here each and every morning, Monday through Friday, most of the time, provided we don't have any technology issues or we don't have to go out and shovel snow, right, or de-ice. I think half the East Coast is definitely under some severe weather conditions over the past 7 days. It just goes to show you how 7 days can make a difference. I heard from one of my connects that's down in Memphis, Tennessee area, and they were saying that the kids are out of school for the rest of the week due to ice. Now, again, you know, you never think about places like Tennessee getting really shut down like that, but it just goes to show you this weather is stretching far and wide. So be careful out there. And we know all the way in Ohio, Chicago, Boston, other areas, things are really bad. So maybe it's sunny and bright where you are, but it's not sunny and bright all around the world. And all around the country, there are things happening, and, you know, people are going through things. So we always, always, always have to be thankful for another day. Be thankful for another opportunity. And that's one of the reasons I love this topic today, passion. You know, who knows how much time we have on this earth? None of us know exactly the day or the hour that we will leave here. None of us know when it will happen. Because there are people leave here very suddenly. Sometimes people are in perfect good health, and again, they're gone. Some people live many, many years, but yet their passing away is still a shock to many. But you know what? What's even worse is to live a life with no passion. You know, what would be the sense of, you know, staying here 70, 80, 90 years and not have a life of passion? What if you were here 10 years, but your life was spent every single day in a passionate form or a passionate frame of mind, and you were doing exactly what was in your heart, what made your heart flutter? If you were doing the very thing that sent butterflies in your stomach every time you thought about it, the very thing that you can't wait to wake up in the morning so that you can do it, Yeah, you may wake up with an ache here or there, depending on what's going on with your body. But yet and still, you think about, wow, when you get off to your day or when you get your day started, what you're going to be involved in makes you excited. What if you did that, even if it was for 10 years, versus someone who lives to be 50, 60, 70, miserable, always feeling like they never got that opportunity to strike. They never got a chance to do what was really deep in their heart. And you know who put that there. You know who gave you that unction within you, that thing that wants to come out. So I want to talk today about that. That, what is that? That's that passion, that thing that you would do even if you didn't get paid to do it. You know, some people, unfortunately, they don't like to answer this question, and I understand. But, you know, sometimes I have to ask the hard questions as a coach and as a person who is on a mission to empower people and to help people do better, live better. You know, I'm starting my new Live Better Challenge, and I hope everyone signs up for this challenge. This challenge is to live better, to live happier, to live more successful, and to live more free. You've been hearing me talk about it. If you've been listening to me over the past week, you've heard me say it a time or two, don't you want to live happier, more successful, and more free? Free to enjoy your life, free to take the risk and to step out on faith and to do what you want to do, no holds barred, not worried about what anyone could say. Well, I'm rolling all of that and some of my other teachings into my new Live Better Challenge that I'm going to be going around the country. I've already said I wanted to empower 500 women, and now I'm going to add, I don't care if it's, you know, 500 women and, you know, 200 men, but I want to challenge people. I'm going to be going around the country, getting on buses, getting off buses, getting in my car, getting out of my car, getting on a train, getting off a train, getting on a plane, getting off the plane, going around the country, talking to people about living better. No more of this living miserable, unhappy, and just unfulfilled lives. And towns that I go into, I will make sure that people get my book, 21 Days to a Fulfilling Life. This is part of the Live Better Challenge, and I am so excited about this. I am passionate about it. You know, why? Because it's doing the thing that is deep in my heart to do, and that is to help other people live better. So what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? What is the thing that excites you? What excites you? You know, everyone should have something that excites them. And as I was going to say before, you know, some people, unfortunately, they don't have jobs that excite them. They're not passionate about their jobs. Some people are in marriages that don't excite them, or they're in relationships where there's no excitement. Some people have businesses that they run and own and operate, but there's no excitement. So I want to talk also about that. You know, you got to turn the passion on. You got to turn on the excitement. You got to find your excitement switch and turn it on. And you can do that. I know I was helping a client about 6 months ago. And this person was doing, you know, doing pretty good in life. But there was just no excitement. And as she was talking to me and telling me about what she was going through, she wanted the excitement back. And I wanted that for her. So I asked her a series of questions and, you know, put her through a series of challenges so that she could discover what she was passionate about. And it turns out that the very thing that she was passionate about was something that she had forgotten, that she even had ever wanted to do. She had forgotten that she had ever thought about doing this years earlier in her life. And that's how it is for a lot of people. You know, they've forgotten what they wanted to do. They got so bogged down with the day-to-day of going to work, paying the bills, going to work, robbing Peter, paying Paul. And they just simply forgot. Or maybe they got wrapped up and caught up in someone else's drama. You know, I was in somebody's drama from, oh my gosh, probably age 10, I would say, a very, very young age, I got involved in other people's drama. And that's why sometimes we can stay there so long, because we don't even know how we got there. We don't know when we got there, and we certainly don't know why we're there. And it happens at such a young age, and who knows, it? I probably was there earlier, especially if you have older siblings. It's easy to get caught up in their drama, or if you have very dominant friends. Or even could be even be parents. Sometimes we get caught up in our parents' drama. And all that means is that we simply never, ever have the opportunity to find out who we really are. You know, that's one of the things that I help people with the book Release Your Power. It talks about how to become who you really are. And that's why that book is so powerful. And the people that read that book who say that, because it's a book about them. They release your power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And some people, our whole lives has been about someone else. And there's nothing wrong with helping people. Of course our lives are about other people. We're attached to other people. Well, there's only 6 degrees of separation between you and the whole rest of the world. We're all connected. That's understandable. But who's going to be responsible for your happiness? Who's responsible for tapping into your most hidden and inner talents and gifts? Who's responsible for making sure that you are passionate and on purpose and fulfilled in your life? Ultimately, God has left that to you. Sure, he's put parents in charge of us, and yes, he's given us friends to network with and to be connected with and to work on projects with, but at the end of the day, you are held accountable for how you walk this thing out and what you do with it, what you do with what you've been given, and why not live exciting? Why wake up miserable? Why go to a job where you're miserable? Only to retire and then probably be more miserable because you look back and see that you spent 20, 30, 40, 50 years doing something that you didn't want to do and you didn't have to do because you could have tapped into your passion. You could have ignited your passion. Maybe you need to reignite your passion. Maybe you are in the job that you really want to be in. Maybe you are working in the field that used to bring you joy and happiness, that you used to be excited and you used to spring out of bed and bounce up and down the floors with excitement. Maybe that was how it was, but what happened? How to get that passion back? How to get back? And that's what we help people do. That's what I help people do all day. For some reason, God, you know, gave me this ability to really hone in and to tune into people and to walk them through a series of steps to help them discover what they're passionate about again. Right? So those are some of the things that I do with the clients that I coach and the people that I work with. Even just reading the book, Release Your Power, can really help you. Just reading that book has helped. There are a lot of people I may never meet. They find that book on a bookshelf somewhere. Wherever you are, whatever city you're in, you can go into the bookstore and ask for the book, Release Your Power. If they don't have it, they know how to order books. Release Your Power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. You tell them who the author is. You can inbox me for the ISBN number. I'll get that to you. And you order the book and get the book. You can order the books. You can order it through Amazon. You can order it through my website. That's the preferable way to get the book. It's through my website, release-your-power.com. if you order through Amazon, it's the same process. I still have to mail it to you. Amazon doesn't mail books unless they do, if you stock your books with them, but that's a very costly process, and I don't go that route. Other people may, but I don't. So, yeah, I'm passionate about helping people tap into their passion. So that's why I'm here on the radio every morning, Monday through Friday. I'm here because this is my passion. This is what I wake up, and I look forward to waking up and doing this, even when I don't want to get up. Even when the weather is disgusting outside, well, it's never disgusting, but, you know, if it's not a bright, sunny day, in my opinion, I don't need it. I know the rest of the world does. But, well, some days I need it because, hey, some days it's nice to get a snow day to have to be forced to stay in, which sometimes forces busy people like me to rest. Sometimes we don't want to rest because we're so busy. We got so much to do. We're so excited. Because I line my life with things that I'm passionate about. Now, I used to be the opposite. Oh, my God. I was doing everything that was drudgery. I was doing things that I did not like doing. I was doing things I did not enjoy doing. The one saving grace that I've always had about me, I love people. So even though I was doing jobs that I hated, I was doing things that I didn't like, I was always around people because I always had enough sense to know, take a job where you have to interact with people. I always knew that about me from when I was a child because I used to get in trouble for being so social. Always talking, you know, always interactive. So I always knew that piece. So I did learn that early in life. I don't know how I learned that, but I did learn that early. Don't put me somewhere where I can't talk to anybody all day. I'm going to be in trouble. So I've never taken jobs where you're isolated. I don't do the isolation thing very well. But I came to realize that that's my choice. That's my choice. I don't have to because I don't want to. I can. I have been isolated. I can isolate and go, you know, just off to myself. I can do it, and sure, there are things to do there. I mean, absolutely, when I'm preparing for a sermon or I'm, you know, fasting for some particular thing and I have to spend time alone with the Lord or I need to be praying or getting ready for a ministry session or just for my time to be with the Lord, absolutely, I can isolate and be by myself at that point. But, again, it's not my choice. And there's nothing wrong with people who that is your choice. That's your choice. You can isolate all day. I know many, many people. Some of them are my friends. And I know to contact them to a bare minimum because these are people who would rather not talk to other people. They would rather not spend a lot of time. And so, again, everyone is different. Everyone is unique. That's what makes us so awesome as human beings. We have so much in common, but we are so unique. It's almost like only a God could figure that out. How can you make people to be so much in common? So many things are the same, but yet we are all uniquely created. We are all different. Oh, my God, that in and of itself is like, wow, that's like phenomenal. That's wow. So good morning and welcome for those of you if this is your absolute first time tuning into the show. And I'm going to be saying that a lot here lately because I'm telling you, I'm going across the country. I'm signing people up for this whole Live Better Challenge with Coach LaLisa. And I'm telling you, this is the most passionate that I've been about something. And you know I can get passionate about a lot of things, especially as it relates to the empowerment of people. When it comes to empowering people and motivating people and encouraging people to do better, live better, have more, be more of their life, this is one of my most passionate subjects. Because when I started this life out, I had so many odds against me. I had so many challenges when I started. I mean, now no different than anybody else's, don't get me wrong. I know I know people with challenges that were a gazillion times worse than the ones I had. I realized that. But I also realized that there were people with a lot fewer as well. You see, because again, we're all different. So I'm not saying that I'm the only person with challenges, by no means. I'm just saying because of my challenges, that's the reason, or one of the reasons that I'm so passionate. But I think God gave me this passion without the challenges. The challenges just make it sweeter. Because once you've been through something, it's like you really know that there are other people that are stuck in that thing. And that in and of itself can give you passion. What is it that you want to fix? What is it in the world that you look at and say, you know, if I could, I would give my right arm to fix that. You know, or I would love to work on that. That's something that if I could, like, I know some people are passionate about bringing housing to the homeless. I know people that are passionate. And let me tell you, you want to see passion? I know some people that are so passionate about that. I know people that are very passionate that a person doesn't go without a meal. They want to help the hunger, the people who are hungry. I know people who are passionate about that. I know people who are passionate about women who are girls, teenagers, who have a baby and don't know how to raise them. And they're passionate about telling them and showing them and helping them. I know people who are passionate about teen boys who didn't really have a real man type of figure to show them the proper way to be a man after they grow up. So, I mean, there's just so many things you could get passionate about. I mean, I know people who are hairstylists who are passionate about seeing a woman, particularly sometimes men too, whose hair is really, really looking good and healthy, not just looking good on the outside, but healthy on the inside. And these people are very passionate, and so they do. I mean, you know, doctors, you have people in the medical field. I mean, we could go on and on and on about passion. It's up to you. What are you passionate about? Find your passion. Tap into it because your whole life will change. There are things about your life that you've never seen or thought of or ever felt if you don't turn on what you're passionate about. It's time to ignite your passion. You know, and again, like I said, we're going to be going around the country. We have the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. We want people to sign up for that. We've updated the website. Please go there. Go to www.WLEI Association. That is the acronym Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So WLEI Association spelled out .com. So we've made the website pretty easy for you. Just go there, and you can become a free member, sign up, join us. There are also paid memberships, but those memberships also include other items if to be a member. But there's a free membership, and at least you'll get, you know, our monthly newsletter that we haven't started sending out yet this year, but we will. We're working on it. I was working on my message last night that I'll be sending out to all the members. We have about 25 members so far, and we've been around for about a year. This will make our second year of going into action, which we're very excited about. The first year we launched, and that was last year, and we signed up to over 25 people, so we're very, very excited about it. I'm so excited. We launched last January, and this is so awesome. So this is going into year two, and so we want more people to sign up. We have some paid members and many free, and that's fine. You know, get a taste of it. You could join for free. That's WLEIAssociation.com. So we'll be going around. We'll be signing women up in that. And I know men have asked about it too. But hey, we're going to, and once you join as a member, we'll have our newsletter rolled out. And, you know, in that newsletter, we'll have articles there showcasing people that are doing phenomenal things, who are doing great things, showcasing people in their businesses. So we'll be having articles and we'll be doing interviews on people who are doing very, very successful things. And so don't avoid me if you get an inbox from me on Facebook or LinkedIn or somewhere or a message. Or I'm asking you for an interview. I want to do an interview on you. And I'm going to put you in our newsletter. And so we'll send out our monthly newsletter. We'll also have our events listed in our newsletter, our annual event, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, happening in August. So it happens in August on the 21st and 22nd this year for two days in downtown Newark. I'm telling you, Newark is on the rise. If you haven't been downtown Newark lately, let me tell you. So we got the new Marriott Hotel, which is where we hold our event. This will be the fourth year. I am so excited about that event this year. The tickets are only... the tickets are $30. So you can attend, it's $50 if you want to attend both days. If you want to attend the workshops on Friday, and then you want to also attend the expo on Saturday, it's $50. But if you want to attend Saturday only, you can do that. It's $30. If you want to attend Friday only, it's going to be $30. If you want to attend both, you can do both for $50, so there is a savings there. And this year, for those who attend, everybody who attends, whether you attend one day or 2 days, you will get a copy of my book, How to Create Your Financial Success. It's another powerful book that people have told me that it's really helped them. And just tips in there about how to create your own financial success. So everyone who attends this year will definitely get a copy of that. And I'm going to also be doing other training there at the conference. So those who attend will get some training that I normally charge people for, but I'll be doing those workshops, and it'll be part of the conference. So whether you want to write a book, whether you want to, you know, launch webinars, whether you want to start your own business, you want to write a business plan, you want to learn how to do your marketing plan, hopefully this year I'm going to try my best. Last year I tried to get Shay and Trevor. It didn't work out, but I'm going to talk to Shay and Trevor again and see if I can get them to come back this year. I just found out this morning on Facebook that they've been featured in Black Enterprise magazine, but I will talk to them. Stephanie Burroughs will be back this year. She was there last year, and she said she has a whole new message, and she was phenomenal last year. Oh, my God. Stephanie Burroughs will be back. Beverly Carter will be back. She's a powerful woman that does the topic on leading the light way. It's a powerful message where she teaches leaders how to lead. And let me tell you, she is good, and she knows her stuff. She has helped many, 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 many leaders. So I'm telling you, it's just going to be awesome. So you want to get on board with these things. You want to get in touch. As a matter of fact, our theme for our conference this year in August is Release Your Passion. Release Your Passion. So you definitely want to, at that conference, we will be talking more about strategies and having more sessions to help people tap into what they are passionate about so that you can get going, get it done. I'm so excited. Now, I know we only have a few seconds left to the show, and I definitely want to let you know about tomorrow's show. Yesterday's show I will probably do over, though I know some people did tune in, but I probably will do that show over because I had some, we were out trying to do show, and then we had some problems with our, the electricity went out, and so we lost power for a little while, and we are so excited. But tomorrow we're going to be talking about living the empowered life. That's the show for tomorrow. So definitely make sure you set your radio dial for that. Get ready for that. Living the empowered life. And then Friday, get up and get going. Get up and get going. For those people that, you know, find it hard to do and don't know what to get up and get going about. But yeah, if you haven't tapped into what you're passionate about, don't feel bad. A lot of people haven't. And it's not too late. You know what? It's never too early, and it's never too late. You, as long as you're here, you have the opportunity to do that. You have the opportunity to tap into what you're passionate about. It's not too late. This is a good time. Don't feel bad. Don't begrudge anyone that you see who's very passionate, and don't go around saying, well, why can't I find my passion? The longer that attitude stays around, the longer it will take to find it, your passion. You know, we have to get into the habit of when we see other people who are doing something we want or doing something that we think is really cool and neat, we must get into the habit of saying, wow, that's great. That's wonderful. That's awesome. And if it's something that you want to do, do it. Listen, you have every right in the world to do something. It's okay. If somebody else is doing it, fine. Nobody has to fight the 411 on something. If you want to do something, do it. As long as you want to do it from your heart, that you're not doing it because you're jealous of someone or you're not doing it because you're envious of someone. Don't have that attitude. God will not honor that, period. Period, end of sentence. He will not. There's no honoring in that at all. But if it's something that you've ever thought about doing before, or you always wanted to do, you just never, you know, maybe had that extra push, or you just didn't have that confidence in yourself or the faith in yourself, and now you do. Do it. Do it. By all means, go do it. Sometimes seeing somebody else, sometimes it can give you an idea. And sometimes it just gives you the notion that, wow, you know, it can be done. Because sometimes we don't think that something can be done, or we don't think that it's worthy. It's worth it until we see someone else doing it. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Just imagine if, you know, a singer said, oh, I'm not going to sing, somebody else is singing. Oh, no. They're going to go try to be around that person, try to learn from that person, and try to, you know, not be, you can't be that person. You can't be, you know, like that person. You can be yourself, and you can do things. And that's what we're talking about. And that you should have every right. And don't forget, for those of you who want to take a workshop, you know, there's workshops that will be happening at Essex County College. It's a couple of workshops. I'll be actually running the workshop or facilitating the workshop through the Wise Women Center. You can go to the Essex County College website, which is Essex, ESSEX.edu. Go to their website and on their homepage, look under the Continuing Education Department, and you'll see the Wise Women Center. You can click there. They have a brochure, and they have a list of all these different courses that you could take. And they're relatively inexpensive. Some of them, most of them are less than a few $100s. Some of them are $20, $30, $40. So I know next Monday and the next 2 Mondays, if the course runs, enough people have to sign up in order for courses to run. So if enough people sign up, then I will be there teaching a course on business formation. What types of business ownership should you choose for your business? What are the different types of business ownership, whether it's an LLC, a nonprofit? So what type, how are you going to form your business? And just financing structures and things like that. I'll be teaching in that course. It's 2 parts to it. Happens 2 Mondays. Then on next Thursday, there's a public speaking course. I'll be teaching public speaking at Essex next Thursday. And then there is, I hope it's not this Thursday, but I better double check. Well, no, I think it's, I hope it's not this Thursday, but it's on a Thursday. And it might be this Thursday, but I hope and pray it's next Thursday. I'll be teaching public speaking for those of you who want to become a public speaker or public speaking with confidence. So I'll be giving some tips. It's just a 1-day, 2-hour course, but it's only like $20. And then there's another 2 more courses that I'll be teaching before the spring semester ends. I'll be teaching my Release Your Power course. Again, all these courses are based if people sign up and register. So if you know anyone who ever wanted to take a course at the college. And sometimes, you know, you come to the college, it's about networking. You don't know who you might meet. You don't know who you may see. All of these courses are offered in the evening. And like I said, there are all types of people who teach them. I just happen to be teaching those courses. And then I teach a coaching course, coaching the new career skill. So I teach, there's four courses that I offer there. And then there's, well, the public speaking, that's their class. I just happen to teach it. But you're welcome to check them out, see what they have. Don't forget, if you didn't sign up yet, if you didn't register for Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo coming this August, you want to register, get your ticket, get yourself paid for, because you don't know what else will be coming about. We already have vendors lined up. We have workshop leaders. You can go to the website if you want to learn more about womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. That's our website where we post pictures and we post information about the conference. If you want to be a part of the membership, that's Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So we're connecting women around the, locally, nationally, and globally. So LNG, that's locally, nationally, and globally. So if you want to be connected to women, we got women from Africa, India, Asia, all around the country. And you know, I'm over in one of the hubs, Jersey City, which is so close to New York, but I'm there where people from all over the world now. And I'm contacting these people, networking with these people. We're going to launch chapters overseas very, very soon. And we're going to have people responsible for those chapters. So we're just doing big things, and we're just moving. And we may seem like we're moving slow, but we're moving steady. Okay? It may look like we're moving slow, but we're moving steady. And we'll get there. You know, we'll get there. But our goal is to empower others to live better, to live bigger, to live happier, more successful, and more free. That's still the goal. At the end of the day, that's still the goal. And so we want to challenge people to do that. And if you know anybody that's interested or wants to be challenged, please have them contact me. Well, that's all we have time for today. I've given out all the information that I have today. I'm leaving this airways today empty. I have poured it all out. I don't think I can pack anything else into the show. We're already 7 minutes over. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. And don't forget, as always, if you need to contact me, you know how to do it. Social media, that's the way to go. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to this show, making this show one of the most popular. Yes, you did that. You made this show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio in this nation. So I thank you for that. Congratulations. Go tell someone about this broadcast in the morning. The Lalisa Show is fast becoming one of the hottest shows, and you'll see in a minute exactly what I'm talking about. All right, God bless. Take care. Have a great and powerful day.